From the Montana Capitol, I'm Shaylee Reger. Montana's budget will return to the House of Representatives after it was amended in the Senate last week and passed 28-21 Monday. Chair of the House Appropriations Committee, Representative Carl Glimm, a Republican from Kyla, says it's typical for the Senate to tweak House Bill 2, the legislation that outlines the state's $10.3 billion budget.
We would like to say that it didn't need anything when it left the House, but the Senate always does some changes.
However, Glimm says these changes are minor and that it's indicative of solid collaboration between the Appropriations subcommittees. Amendments include adding nearly $300,000 from the general fund to pay for legislative staff, taking $2.5 million from medical marijuana tax revenue for the Department of Public Health and Human Services, and about $750,000 from other tax revenue for the Department of Natural Resources and Conservation. Passing a statewide budget is the legislature's only constitutionally mandated task during the 90-day biennial session, which this year is scheduled to end on May 1st. The bill has flown through the legislative process. Butte Democrat Senator John Sesso said during debate in the Senate that passing the budget through the Senate this early is, quote, fairly unprecedented, unquote. And while Sesso says he thinks the current HB2 is good, he says it needs more work. A few major spending bills, like an infrastructure package and Medicaid expansion, are still moving through the legislature and could potentially affect the budget. Sesso says he sees an imbalance of proposals that ask for money and those that would generate revenue.
Right now, we got ourselves a pretty good challenge.
Another component lawmakers must consider is where state revenue is headed in the next 2 years. The most recent projection from the Legislative Fiscal Division shows an estimated $37.5 million decrease in revenue from the official projection, which was drafted in December. The next revenue estimate is due out next week, and Glimm says it looks like estimates might tick back up.
Legislative News is a service of the Greater Montana Foundation, the Montana Broadcasters and Newspaper Associations, and the School of Journalism at the University of Montana.